to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at JimFreed1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We are back, and we are back with our good friend, Manny Johnson. Last week, Manny was on talking to us about his new venture. And, at the time, Manny was just doing wholesale. Now, Manny's doing retail also, which means that everybody that's listening can now work with Manny Johnson to get their PPE. If you need masks or let's just let Manny tell us what he's got. Manny, welcome back to the show.
Well, how are you doing today, Jim? And thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate you being able to be here.
My absolute pleasure, sir. My absolute pleasure. Now, tell us a little bit about what you have for sale now on your website. You've got a website. What's the website?
Okay, the website has been around for a long time. We've just, this in the past week since our last show, Jim, we fixed it to where people could go on the website and place orders individually. We were only doing large corporate orders, but we found that there was such a need for people because no one could get them, because you would go to your local store and they either didn't have the masks or they were sold out. And so we thought, well, while we have some in stock, we may as well, put them out to the public also. So we, this was kind of, Jim, at your request. You were the one who had this idea. So we just followed through on it. And I'll tell you what, it's like in lightning speed. This is 1 week from when we talked. In 1 week, we had this site, remodeled, retooled, and an infrastructure put in to where people can place orders directly online and have them shipped to them. So I'm very proud of the company.
You know, Manny, I think that what's important here to mention is the sanitary approach that you guys use, because there's a box. I'm holding the box. There's the box. Once you open the box, it's not sanitary anymore unless they're individually wrapped. But yours are individually wrapped. In fact, they could even be resealed, can't they?
Yes, they can. And that was the first thing that our group of scientists saw, was the fact that, if you're opening up a box of 50 and you open the box, the other 49 are contaminated. And you might not be using them at that moment. And I see in many, many of the stores, I don't want to mention any of the names, but stores that we all walk into every day, and they'll have people at the door saying, you need to wear a mask in here. Here's a mask for you. And they'll use like a little, toggle to pick up the mask. But the idea is the mask is sitting in a box that's been open all day. And a lot of times it just doesn't make sense. And it isn't anybody's fault. If I don't know who you would blame on this. Okay. This virus popped up. And it hit everybody by surprise, as hard as it hit and as fast as it hit, created a lot of chaos. We were, as a society, as a world, we were totally unprepared for this. And we are playing catch-up football now, basically, trying to, catch up with what this thing is doing all the time. It's a little bit scary to all of us. It's changed our lives, but there are products that we can use to increase the odds that we don't get the disease.
Manny, one of the things that makes you different, that really directly impacts me is Vivian and I, our nephew in Dallas, which is becoming a hot spot. I guess where he has, they have a little kid, and then they're about to have a little baby. Now, I know that they're not going to like having a mask on, but there's going to be times when they're going to need to have a mask, going to Publix, whatever, But are there kids' masks available, small infants' masks available? How are you addressing that?
Yes, there are. And we are I really don't keep up with the other companies because I just haven't had time. What I've been doing is keeping up with what we're doing. But I do know this, that you know, on March the 20th of this year, which is just a few months ago, we had another FDA approval where they approved the factory, not each individual, you know, what the FDA does is it approves the manufacturing facility and the products that it produces there. So if you've got an FDA, you know, certificate, you're in a vast, minority of companies. And we have one from, and it's as current as March the 20th of 2020. And that's the FDA, and it's for the mask, it's for thermometers, it's for a whole line of products that when you go on the website, you'll be able to peruse the products and take a look at them. And then if you have any questions, we can help you with the questions. But it's pretty straightforward. The masks are all individually wrapped. That's how you want to buy them. Now, if you are a company, you can get them where they're not individually wrapped still. You can get them like a 50 per pack, but that would assume that you're handing them out like you're handing them all out at one time.
Right.
Which only a company's going to be doing that. Individuals want to get the individually wrapped masks, and I think most people would. So I don't want to confuse people with things.
Now, Manny, what specific process did you go through to design your mask? Because there's a lot of these masks out there that are, I don't want to say fake, but are certainly not protective. A lot of people use the outlaw look. You got three-layer, three-ply masks. Tell me what makes them different.
Well, they're scientifically designed. I mean, they have, you know, they're, you know, our whole issue is trying to keep what they call the BFE, the bacterial filtration efficiency. That means the ability to keep something as small as a virus out of it. Any airborne allergen, virus particles, anything of that size, we're trying to keep it to where it's great. It's equal or greater than 95%. Okay, cloth, you know, cloth masks are not going to do that. Cloth masks are not recyclable like they're telling you they are. People take them home, and I know this for a fact because I have friends that are using them, and we've tested them. And they take the mask, and they'll get it from their employer. They take it home. They're supposed to wash it daily. Do they wash it? Most of them do not, because who does a wash every day? And then what are most of our washes? Most of our laundry detergents have been designed over the years to be in low temperature, not high temperature, you know, to save electricity. So you've got something that is really, it needs to be at a boiling temperature, you know, in order for it to, you know, to sterilize. That's what we say, boil it to sterilize.
So not sunlight.
We're not getting to that.
So not sunlight like they were saying in the beginning of the COVID thing. And the other thing is that, you know, my wife gets them, she uses them, then she leaves them on the counter. That's not too good either, is it?
No, it is not. If you're not wearing it, it should be put either back in the container it came in, or you'll find on the site there are little holders for them that you can put them back in. And, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to reduce, you know, we're not trying to be perfect. We're just trying to reduce the odds of coming in contact with this virus. And the way you're going to do that is not by leaving things out in the open and then putting them back on. And, you know, you'll go, like, I know I'll go into a store or whatever. And, you know, I if I'm walking in the park or something and there's no darn people around me, I'll take the mask and just let it hang from my ear. Okay, on one side, but I have it, okay, in case I need to pop it back on if I come around somebody. And I don't think I'm being paranoid. I think I'm trying to be a good citizen is what I'm trying to do. So maybe. I'm trying to protect other people from me, and I'm trying to protect me from other people. So I'm trying to make this a win-win for all of us.
Well, look, Manny, I think you have, and I'm really looking forward to helping people with you and being safe. And again, if you could just give out the website, and then we're going to have you on again on a regular appearance here. I think even Regan and I are going to make up an ad to run you 3-4 times a show, because this is an important info to get out, Manny. Again, what's the website?
Okay, the website is vizwellnesssupply.com. That's
like
V-I-Z.
Victor, right?
Yeah, V as in Victor, I, Z as in zebra, WELLNESSSUPPLY.com. VizWellnessSupply.com. Just go to that website and it will guide you through the products. There's pictures of everything. There's a lot of things. We even have the N95 masks up there if people want to buy them. We've got thermometers, infrared thermometers. We've got dispensers, everything you could need to begin to make yourself and your family and your community a little bit safer is on this site at this time. The products are FDA approved. This is not a game. We're not playing a joke here. This is the real deal. You know, my name is behind this. Jim, you're behind this. We're trying to help people.
Manny, there's no price gouging. The prices are low. There's good access. There's good get out to the people, good flow of product out. So I want to thank you. We'll have you on next week talking more about this. If people need more information, they'll go to the website or they can call me. Again, thank you so much, Manny. And now stay tuned. We've got Tom Handler in the office here. He's skating around on the back rink, warming up, and we're going to have him on the show right after this, talking about what COVID-19 means to you and your family office and your financial situation. Right after this, our big hitter coming up and playing cleanup, Tom Handler. Right after this, yes, he's from the University of Illinois. He's a famous Illini. That's right. That's right. Orange and blue, Tom. Right after this.